Investing in Smiles. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Investing in smiles. Have you ever thought about investing in smiles? How much of your time and your energy and your love? How much of your wisdom, your joy, and your happiness? How much of your facial expressions, how much of your body expressions do you invest in smiles? Well, you can tell very well when a person is a smiler, when a person has smiles as their primary program in life. They go around with a smile on their face. They go around with joy in their hearts. They find happiness everywhere. They find peace everywhere. They find goodness everywhere. They find life to be an exciting adventure everywhere because they live in a smile. And it's by their choice. Always it's by our choice. It's by our choice to live in a smile. It's by our choice to be a smile. It's by our choice to be happy, to be joyous, to be feeling all of the time that life is wonderful. We have the opportunity to think life is not wonderful whenever we want, but what a foolish thing to do. What a foolish thing to do when we know that if we think life is wonderful, we're going to have a good attitude toward life and toward every experience. And when we think that life is wonderful, we're going to be so delightfully enjoyed by everyone in our world that it's going to make us triply, quadruply, doubly, wonderfully happy all the time. Are you a happy person? Are you a person who loves to be happy? Are you a person who loves to smile? Are you a person who just goes through life looking for things to smile about, looking for happiness, looking for joy, looking for peace, looking for life, and enjoying every moment of it? When you have a little ache or pain, do you immediately say, hey, this is a beautiful body I got. I like my body. I like my body. I like my body. I like my body. Oh, I like my body. And what happens when you do that? Your body, which a moment before may have not felt perfect, said, oh, I'm sorry. I really should be putting on my like me attitude, not my unhappy attitude. And your body instantly changes. The stem cells of your body instantly go to work on this new attitude of I like me from the attitude of I have a pain. And that pain is no longer there. It goes away. It really wasn't there in the first place. But you thought a negative thought. You thought an ill thought. You thought a pain thought. And so you had it. That's the way it works. We have whatever we think about. Our life is filled with whatever we think about. Our world is a reflection of who and what we are and what we think about all of the time. No matter what we do, that's who we are. No matter what we do, that's where we are. No matter what we think and what we believe about ourselves, that's the life we have. What kind of a life do you want by choice? What kind of a world do you want by choice? What sort of experiences do you want to be living in every moment of your life by choice? I say, for me, I am a happy person. I enjoy finding goodness and peace and love, unconditional love in everything I do, because to me, that's what it's all about. Oh, yes, that's what it's all about. Just when I go for a morning walk, I reach down and I hug Rex and I say, you are so wonderful. And he looks up at me, those big brown eyes, and he says, yep, I am, and I feel good. Got a cookie, Dad? And I said, sure, got a cookie. So we go on our walk, and he gets one or two, maybe three cookies. And they're just small pieces of beef jerky. And he gets that, and every time he gets it, he says, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And when he is so happy, I'm so happy. I don't give him a lot, because I don't want him to have trouble with weight, and I don't want him to have trouble with his body. His body is always fed just the right amount, and I do that for me, too. I do that for me, too. Everyone else doesn't necessarily do that. They sometimes give me far more than a third of a portion of a food, but that's all right. If I make a mistake and eat it, then I pay the price of having extra food to digest in my system. But I don't need to do that. I can just set it aside. I can just not eat it and eat only my third portion. And when I eat my third portion, I am filled with energy and life and love and happiness and joy. Oh, I am so brilliant and I'm so wonderful and I'm so fantastic and I'm so happy. But when I eat more than I want, then I feel a little bit full and I won't take a nap. And that doesn't help. I should get up and go take a walk. When I eat my meals, I should get up and take a walk and go out and walk around the university property here. Go around the meditation paths and look at the meditation paths and say, you are beautiful. And I reach down and I pull out the weeds along the path. I pull out the weeds along the flowers. The weeds don't need to be there. And they give me exercise. They give me an opportunity to be myself and have fun. And it is such fun. It is such fun because I like me. Yeah. You can say I like me. I can say I like me. Everyone can say I like me. And when you say of yourself, I like me, then you feel fantastic. You feel like you're a glowing light of love, of peace, of joy, of harmony. You feel just fantastic. You feel great. You feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's right, you do. But you only feel that way when you choose to make the selection in life of whatever is going to be your thought, whatever is going to be your dream, whatever is going to be your desire. What is your dream, your desire, your thought? What is what you want to make out of life? What is it? You can choose. You can choose to pet your dog or shout at your dog. You can choose to pet your spouse or shout at your spouse. You can choose to shout at your children or pet your children. You can choose to look in life and find everything beautiful and good, or you can find it to be a disappointment. It's all our choice, all our attitude. My attitude is an attitude of love and happiness and peace. My attitude is an attitude of, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I go around saying that everywhere I am. I don't need to say that because that's my life, that's my way. But I say it because it's my nature. And I'm always talking about and to myself, and myself is always answering me and saying, yeah, I like that attitude you got there. You sure are on the ball. And every time I do anything, myself speaks up and says, that's the way, old buddy, that's the way. And I am in perfect harmony with myself. I'm in perfect harmony with my life. I'm in perfect harmony with everything because that's who I am. Now, you make the decision for yourself today. Who are you? What is your choice in life? Do you want to think about tomorrow and worry your head off over something that may not even take place? Or do you want to think about yesterday and all of the experiences you had and all of the excitement you had? And that's just fine. Or do you want to think about now, this moment now? Do you want to live in the now? Do you want to say, this is a wonderful moment now. I like me. This is a wonderful moment now. And smile, smile, smile. And when you smile, smile, smile in the now, when you smile, smile, smile in the now, you are living this in eternity. Because all time is here and all space is here. All life is here. All experience is here. Right now, right now. You will not have an experience in your life that is going to come tomorrow. Because tomorrow is always today when you experience it. You will not have an experience in the past when you think in the past. Because when you think in the past, you're living there. You're experiencing that. Well, give it up. You already experienced it. And you did whatever type of job you did on it. Now, live in the now. And what kind of a job are you going to do on the now? What kind of living experience are you going to do on the now? Well, for me, I'm going to be happy. No, I am not. No, I am not. And I jump right on myself when I say something like that. I am happy. I'm not going to be happy. I am happy. I like me. I smile. Not I will smile, but I smile all the time. And my life is one great big smile. And I love it. And everyone in my world thinks that my smiles are the most beautiful smiles that ever could be. And so do I. I love you. I love you. I love you.